the exhaust and keep your kingdom or car roadworthy, all at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of today, this Thursday, May 21st, 2026 edition. The Bureau of Elections have been going through the signatures to see who they, according to their random sampling method, should not be able to make it onto the ballot for the August 4th primary. Staff from the Bureau of Elections made recommendations to state officials that Republican gubernatorial candidate Ralph Rebant, Democrat governor hopeful Kim Thomas, and Republican U.S. Senate hopeful Bernadette Smith should be left off the Michigan's August primary ballot after state election officials concluded they failed to submit the required 15,000 valid petition signatures to qualify for statewide office. Now, let me explain what the laws are here in the state of Michigan. If you're running for statewide office this year, two races, governor and U.S. Senate, you're allowed to submit up to 30,000 signatures. But in going through the numbers, you have to end up with a minimum of 15,000 must be valid in order to qualify to be on the ballot. The election staff reviews a statistical sampling of the signatures to estimate whether the campaigns meet the minimum requirement. Staff reports for the governor and U.S. Senate candidates came out yesterday ahead of the Michigan Board of State Canvassers meeting that's going to take place on May 28th, next Thursday. The Bureau of Elections recommended that Democrat Thomas, Republican Rebant, didn't have or won't be proven to have the 15,000 valid minimum signatures for the ballot, based on them doing a 750 signature random sampling. State canvassers will make the official determination next Thursday. The recommendations continue Michigan's heightened scrutiny of statewide nominating petitions following the 2022 forged signature scandal that then knocked off several major Republican gubernatorial candidates off the ballot. The Democrat running for governor, Kim Thomas, submitted 17,976 signatures, but the Bureau's sampling found only 60 valid signatures out of the 750 they reviewed. The report said 558 sampled signatures did not sufficiently match signatures on the qualified voter file, voter registration records. Another 108 came from people who are not registered voters at all. The staff thereby recommended her petitions be deemed insufficient. Republican Ralph Rebant, the Republican former pastor who also ran for governor back in 2022, submitted 18,214. However, the Bureau's review found 217 invalid signatures out of the 750, including 110 from unregistered voters, and 36 signatures did not match those on voter registrations. Staff estimated the campaign fell short of the required number of valid signatures recommended for him to qualify to be on the ballot. Meanwhile, Bernadette Smith never reached the 15,000 signature minimum required to trigger a random sampling for the U.S. Senate race. Therefore, per the Bureau's report, she is automatically out and will not appear on the ballot. The reports in following the random sampling of several high-profile candidates, they all survived the petition challenges, including the random review with large, comfortable margins. All the candidates turned in 30,000 signatures, the maximum allowable, and here's the percentages of good signatures. Leading the pack was Eric Nesbitt. He had 86.3% of his signatures deemed as being valid. Just below him, Republican former Attorney General Mike Cox came in at 86%. Jocelyn Benson, 84%. Democrat Chris Swanson, 83.7%. John James, 85.8%. Perry Johnson, 77%. Former House Speaker Tom Leonard withdrew from the race after the filing deadline and therefore was not included in the random sampling review. The U.S. Senate candidates that did have enough valid signatures: Democrat Abdul El Sayed, Mallory McMorrow, and Haley Stevens, along with the Republican candidate Mike Rogers, who will be the only Republican on the ballot August 4th, and of course will win the nomination and be on the ballot in November. Mike Rogers is the Republicans' candidate. The numbers came in with Mallory McMorrow having the highest accuracy rate of all candidates for statewide office, not only the U.S. senators, but also governor. State Senator Mallory McMorrow came in with 95.6% of her signatures being valid. That's unbelievable. Almost 96% good, only 4.4% bad. That's a whole lot of good volunteers, Mallory McMorrow. Abdul El Sayed came in second place with 84.8. Stevens was at 81.5. Mike Rogers also had 84.8. So one thing you have to understand, this is down to basically four Republican governor candidates: Eric Nesbitt, Senate Minority Leader, former Attorney General Mike Cox, current Congressman John James, and Perry Johnson. Well, as I look at the four, I've made this public before. I've said it many, many times going back 2 years ago. I want a businessman like Donald Trump. I don't want a politician or a former politician. John James, sorry, U.S. Congressman. He's looking for a promotion and to be able to stay and live here with his family in Grand Rapids. I'm sorry, John. I'm not going to vote for you. Former Attorney General Mike Cox, wealthy attorney, sued the University of Michigan, got a huge settlement, took some of that money he made from that case and dumped it into his campaign. Sorry, you might have been a good attorney general, not interested in you being the governor of the state. And Senator Eric Nesbitt, with all due respect, sorry, state house, state senate, you should have ran for Congress. You could have got elected very easily if you had ran for Congress. You didn't do it. You're not going to win the primary on August 4th. I have fully personally endorsed Perry Johnson, the businessman, and I think he's going to get the most votes on the August 4th primary. TV advertising, talking to people who do not listen to this show. They're not informed. They're not engaged. They're not educated. Heck, they don't even know who's running. When they get their ballot absentee or they go on August 4th into the poll booth, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Well, they're going to probably go with the name they recognize the most. You know who that's going to be? Perry Johnson. Why? Because he's going to outspend all of them combined. Perry Johnson's going to spend more money than Nesbitt, Cox, and John James together. And he's promising to put almost $5,000 back into people's pockets. Average family of four, $47,47. And once he gets the rich people to move back to Michigan, they'll bring their money, they'll bring their jobs, their businesses here, and then he's going to eliminate the property taxes. Cut the budget probably almost in half. Lansing is bloated, and it's got to stop. I believe the mathematician, statistician will lower the budget and pass the money back to us, the people. That's why I'm voting for him. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home, 'cause it's living on the road, only made me tired.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. My favorite truck driving song, Amazing Rhythm, Aces, No End in Sight. Been out on the road 4 to 6 weeks, 12 to 14,000 miles, getting tired. Had to get home to mama. Well, when she called and said, "That's it, come home now," I played that song over and over and over. I always knew I had to get back home. Absolutely. It's kind of interesting that the establishment Republican machine is lining up behind John James. State representatives, state senators, even Tom Leonard, former Speaker of the House, who dropped out. All the politicians, all the elected officials, the good little soldiers of the Republican Party are lining up behind John James. Why is that? Because he's one of them. He's a U.S. congressman. See, Perry Johnson is not part of the Republican Party. Oh, he's running as a Republican. He's going to the Republican events. But he's an outsider. He's a businessman. And the good old boys club here in Michigan is about to be smashed with Perry Johnson winning the August 4th primary. Just like Donald Trump has basically taken over the National Republican Party. The National RNC, the Republican National Committee, and all of Donald Trump's endorsed candidates going against the Republicans. Donald Trump has endorsed the opponents of U.S. Senator John Cornyn of Texas. And guess what? Cornyn lost. The Attorney General for Texas, Ken Paxton, beat Cornyn in the Texas Republican primary runoff. Thomas Massey, Kentucky U.S. Congressman, lost this week to Donald Trump's endorsed candidate. Donald Trump is 6 or 7 to 0 in Republican primary fights. Now, I don't know if Trump's going to endorse Perry Johnson or not. If he does, for sure, Perry Johnson will absolutely win on August 4th. But I believe he might be able to do it without Donald Trump's endorsement, because he's an outsider. He's not one of the good old boys. He never served as a county commissioner. He's never then become a state rep and then a state senator, then maybe a congressman like John James, or a state rep slash state senator like Eric Nesbitt, or an attorney general like Mike Cox. He's a business guy. And if Perry Johnson wins on August 4th, he is going to do to the Michigan Republican Party exactly what Donald Trump has done to the National Republican Party. President Trump is the kingmaker when it comes to who gets to be senators and who gets to be congressmen in Washington. Perry Johnson could, in fact, become the same kingmaker here in Michigan. And if you're not going to do it Perry's way, you're going to be replaced at your next election. It's that simple. Just like Donald Trump. Even that other idiot. What state was he from? I can see his face. Bill. Oh, man. Come on, Randy. Nelson. No, not Nelson. What's his name? Louisiana. He got defeated in the primary. He voted, called for the impeachment of President Trump. I forget his name. He's irrelevant. He's gone. And the Republicans that President Trump has endorsed for these primaries, they're going to win in November. These Democrats are putting up the craziest far-left candidates on the planet. There's no way, no way, Ken Paxton will be the next U.S. Senator for the state of Texas. This Looney Tune idiot the Democrats went with? God is binary? What? Transgender people are people too? Yes, they are. They have mental issues. They have problems mentally. But yes, they're people too. But, I mean, this is just getting back to common sense. Look at what President Trump is doing right now, basically 5.5 months before the November midterm elections. We're going to talk about it in the next segment. Iran, Cuba, and the domination of the United States over national security issues around the world. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also